you believe this movie is 22 years old?
Oh, man.
No, dude.
Oh,
getting old sucks. John, you're from Lapeer, Michigan.
I am. I very much am. And I've spent a significant amount of time in Ann Arbor as well.
That's where our next guest is from. And you know Eminem from Detroit. There seems to be a Michigan mentality of like fighting against the odds. Like you've got to scrap for what you've got. The Motor City mentality. Is that a thing?
I hope so. I could explain it a million different ways. But I just think that people from Michigan are created a smidge different. And I mean that in the best way possible.
Let's find out as we speak to the oldest of 10 children.
Oh.
9 boys, 1 girl. Poor Mother Mary Watson. Yeah. Austin Watson from the Tampa Bay Lightning joins us right now. What's up, Austin? Thanks for joining us, man.
Well, how you doing, guys? Thanks for the intro music. That was nice. A little throwback. That movie is kind of old now.
As are we all, right? Yeah. The oldest of 10 kids. From Michigan, you had quite the upbringing, I would imagine, young man.
Yeah, absolutely. A little different than, what is the, norm in society these days. I mean, if you were to go back 150, 200 years ago, maybe not. You have a lot of kids, everybody can work on the farm, whatever it is, but not as doable, not as easy to do these days, but we did it, and it was definitely different than the usual 2-3 kid family nowadays.
Did any of the other siblings make a run at something they loved, whether it be sports or acting or anything, or are you the most celebrated sibling of 10?
Well, I was the oldest, so I got lucky. Yeah. my grandparents were very influential and I'll say the financial side of things and helping me get along. Obviously, hockey is not the cheapest sport in the world to do at an elite level as a kid. So I got lucky. I got a couple brothers that went the military route. Some Marines, and one of my brothers ended up going to West Point. So that's for me, that's a pretty spectacular achievement there. Smart kid, got himself into West Point, and now he's over. He's still enlisted, and he's over overseas doing his deal.
Nice. What's your sister doing? Like, what was that like for her being amongst 9 freaking brothers? I imagine she had a protective squad around her. What was it like for her growing up, Austin?
Yeah, most definitely. I'm sure. I mean, you probably have to ask her, but you're definitely a little different having a bunch of brothers and probably feeling protective and a little maybe a little too much, I'm sure, if you asked her, but, she's doing just fine.
Yeah. So in your early career, you play high school golf, you're kind of playing some hockey, playing some golf. You play in the 2005 Quebec International Pee Wee Hockey Tournament with the Detroit CompuWare Ambassadors minor league team. And then you commit to Maine. You get selected by the Ontario Hockey League in the second round. You decide, all right, I'm going to play hockey. Forget about Maine. Your journey seems to be a rugged one where you kind of had to scrap every step of the way. Are you grateful for that? Or do you look at guys like Steven Stamkos, Conor McGregor, et cetera, the guys who are kind of, prized as a young hockey protege who get everything handed to them. I imagine your journey helped kind of build you into the guy that you are.
I think so. I think, to that point though, I think everybody's story is different. Everybody's route is different. And we all have our own adversities along the way. A guy like Stammer or McDavid or, McKinnon, Cooch, these guys all have a whole different set of responsibilities and pressures that they have to deal with that I wouldn't know anything about. So, but in saying that, you know, for me, growing up and then kind of getting into pro hockey, you know, I was a first round pick for the Nashville Predators, but you know, I believe they said so. I mean, you get drafted. I think they said it's a 2 or 3 year project, and that's not always fun to hear. they pick you in the first round and then tell you basically you're more of a future, you're more of a future asset. So I kind of knew what I had in store for me, but you know, it hasn't always, been easy on my end. I spent a good amount of time in the minors, 3 full years. But I think, finally making it to the NHL and becoming a regular, I think it paid off for me in just the terms of, learning how to be a pro, playing the game the right way. Everybody in our league is so good, and everybody as a younger player is probably one of the best, if not the best, on their, minor hockey teams, their junior teams. And, when you get to this level, that's just not the case. There's the Stamkoses of the world, and then there's guys like me who play a different role and do different things out there. And, for a lot of guys, you'll see very talented hockey players that just don't quite make it to this level where you can make a career out of playing in the NHL. And I think a lot of that is due to just being unable to adapt your game to what the team might need and what your role might become at this level. In the minors, I was a first power play net front second line center, and in the NHL, I've been a third, fourth line winger, bang and crash, and defensively responsible, and that's just how it worked out for me.
Yeah.
And I think, going through those experiences in the minors and coming up, it just kind of enabled me to be able to adapt and, handle a little bit of difficulty here and there. And, it's all good in the long run.
Hell yeah. Austin Watson, left winger for your Tampa Bay Lightning, where you can hear the games right here on 102.5 The Bone every single night, joins us. John Senning, what do you have for our new buddy Waddy?
Austin, I'm curious. Years ago, a couple years back, we heard that Patty Maroon was somewhat of the pseudo DJ in the locker room. We love music here. It always interests me what music gets guys pumped up. Do you have a designated DJ in the locker room? And I remember back then, before Luke Combs even covered it, that Fast Car by Tracy Chapman was supposedly a song that the guys bonded over. Who's the DJ, and is there a song that kind of brings you guys together in the locker room?
Well, obviously, Patty not here this year for the first time in a little while. So I'll say this. I'll say Mike Isamont is technically our DJ, but there's a little bit of there's a little bit of give and take. Mike is a good DJ, but Mike plays some interesting music at times. Very very techno oriented. New age stuff. He's very in touch with the 2020s plus. You'll have, I consider myself a very good practice day DJ, when you just hang in and you don't need kind of the bright lights and the and all the beat in your ears. So I'll put my hands on it on practice days. And a couple of the new guys, Dumba and Duclair, have jumped on there a bit recently. So it's trading hands right now, and I think that's a good thing. It's one of the hardest jobs going, because you're not going to make everybody happy.
It kind of sounds like you're positioning yourself for a takeover is what I'm hearing. I hear reluctancy and that you're coming for that spot.
No, see, you know what? Like, I've done it in the past. I had it when I was in Ottawa for a good amount of the time. And, you know, it's a lot of pressure. And I'm just, you know, I'm kind of over that stage in my career. I don't need that. I don't need that responsibility. But I will not hesitate to, you know, grab it and throw on what the mood is calling for if it's not in line with that.
Austin Watson joins us right now from the Tampa Bay Lightning, fresh off a big win against the Bruins last night. Too many Bruins fans in attendance last night. When you're on the ice and you hear so many "Let's go Bruins" chants, is that something that adds a little fuel to a player's fire? Do you kind of go, man, I wish these Bolts fans would represent a little bit better? Or are you just so focused on the game at hand that it doesn't even register with you, Austin?
No, you definitely hear it, and it's tough because especially those original six teams, they travel so well. And, you know, one thing, it's great for our game that there's hockey fans all over the country. But, you know, you hear that as a home player, and it definitely kind of it adds a little bit of fuel to the fire. You don't want to hear them often, and you know, you kind of get that crowd battle of when, you know, things go good for us, the home team, you get the cheering, and then you want to try to kind of make it a mute evening for those traveling fans. But,
yeah.
You know, I think anytime you get, you know, a raucous crowd, it's amazing, whether it's boos or whether it's cheers. I mean, you don't want to hear the boo birds at home, obviously, but, you know, anytime that there's that energy and that enthusiasm in the building, it's a positive thing. It gets your blood pumping. It stirs the emotion, and you know, it's fun to play that way.
Tampa Bay Lightning left wing Austin Watson joins us right now. You were a guy who, with Ottawa, had some great moments, and then they didn't offer you a contract in the offseason. You don't see an offer from any other team. Can you take us from the moment that happens to when Julien Brisebois offers you the opportunity to try out? I mean, that you're basically playing for the rest of your NHL career with a team of Stamkos, Kucherov, Vasilevsky, et cetera. What did that feel like as a player to get that opportunity and then seize that opportunity, Austin?
Yeah, I think with the situation with Ottawa was a little tough. You know, I probably could have gone back there right away on a 1-year deal. And just with where the team was at and the ownership was in flux and there wasn't a lot of stability at the time, it seemed like a risk to go there for 1 year. So, you know, I enjoyed my time in Ottawa, and I definitely, you know, I definitely wouldn't have had any issue with staying there. But just with the way everything was going, and then, you know, you go into the summer with free agency, and you know, it's always tough as a role player. There's, you know, we're at a stage in our game where there's kind of there's a high-end pay scale and then there's kind of a low-end pay scale. There's not so much of that middle ground anymore, and that's been created with the salary cap and entry-level contracts, and we can go on and talk about this for hours about why that is. But, you know, when I first came into the league, there were guys like me making $2.5-3 million on some term contracts, and, you know, you don't see that as much anymore. So it's a little bit of crapshoot in free agency. And then our salary cap doesn't go up because of, you know, the way the financials worked with the pandemic. And, you know, a lot of guys like me faced some difficult conversations in the summer. And it's unfortunate. There's a lot of good players that either took, you know, either might be underpaid or were kind of forced out a little earlier than they should have been. And, you know, lucky enough for me, I had a lot of PTO options, tryout options, and it was just a matter of picking the right one. And you know, Tampa Bay was that one for me. You know, I knew Nick Paul very well from my time in Ottawa and spoke to him about the team and the needs. And, you know, for me, it was about picking a place that that I could fit in and that had a need for the way that I play the game. And, you know, it was nerve-wracking for sure, because you just don't know how that's going to, you don't know how that's going to work out. You know, you can get into camp and kind of fall by the wayside a little bit, get dinged up, you know, and that can kind of just end that opportunity. But I was fortunate to kind of come in and feel pretty comfortable around the guys. Obviously, I'd played against all of them for a good period of time and crossed paths with some. So it was an easy transition into the locker room that way, and just fortunate to get a deal done out of it.
We're talking to left winger from our Tampa Bay Lightning, Austin Watson. Austin, I'm always so intrigued with professional athletes that play at the level that you play at. Their appreciation or even fandom for other sports and athletes. What would be, outside of hockey, your second favorite sport and maybe an athlete that you appreciate their mentality and the way that they play their sport?
I would say it has to be golf. It's the sport I most enjoy playing outside of hockey, and probably watching. And what Scotty Scheffler is doing right now is quite incredible. You know, the way he strikes the ball and the way he's been able to consistently finish in the top 10 of tournaments almost every week with, up until recently, a putter that didn't work, it's impressive. Just to see how consistent, you can tell, you know, as an athlete, you understand the work that goes into that consistency, and to see somebody at the top of their game day in and day out, you know, you can appreciate the long hours and the talent combined that goes into that. And, you know, he right now is fun to watch, and it'll be interesting to see what happens with Liv and the PGA Tour. It'd be nice to maybe get some of those big guys back together, and, you know, definitely excited for the majors, the Masters, to see these guys come and compete in the same field again. But yeah, golf for me is one that I have the bug. I play a lot during the off season, and I could watch it all day.
I know you got a lot better things to do than talk to a couple of dumbasses on the radio on your off day. But before we let you go, I know this is very important to you, and it's important to us because we talk openly and honestly about mental health, etc. There used to be almost a stigma in professional sports where we wanted to see our athletes as gods. We didn't want to necessarily humanize them because that brought them down to our level. But you're a guy who wears it on your sleeve when it comes to both mental health and substance abuse issues. And that's so admirable. And I think so important to have those conversations so that people who come to the games, people who watch hockey on TV or in person, they know that just like us, you struggle with stuff as well. And you might listen to this interview and think, man, what a fun-loving dude. This guy must not have a care in the world, making millions of dollars playing a sport that he loves, beautiful family, etc. But you're a dude who's fought your demons along the way. And I imagine still on a daily basis, you got to keep some of them at bay. Is there something you'd like to speak to that, Austin?
Yeah, I'll just, I guess, kind of piggyback on it. And I appreciate it. It's one of those things where you're right. You know, as of recently, we've seen, you know, athletes and quote unquote celebrities become a lot more open and, you know, relatable on a human level, you know, with the things that affect just us as human beings and, you know, on a day-to-day basis. I think, you know, that mentality of kind of brush it off and show no emotion and, you know, try to look strong and, you know, that sort of thing. I think we're doing a good job of kind of changing that narrative and trying to push the stigma a little bit. You know, because I know for me, you know, dealing with substance abuse issues and, you know, mental health stuff, anxiety, depression, to see that other people are dealing with those issues as well, and that you're not alone in feeling the way that you are, and you're not, you know, going through these things with nobody out there that understands. It's refreshing, and it's a huge comfort to know that there's other people out there that are dealing with the same things. And I think for, you know, the general public to know that, you know, people that, like you said, you may look up to as an athlete or somebody that's successful in whatever field it is, that, you know, it's not just, you know, it's not just rainbows and butterflies. Like, you know, even for me right now, I've got a great support network, and I'm, you know, very active in recovery, but I still have bad days. Like, I don't play in the lineup every night here, and, you know, that can be frustrating, that can be sort of depressing at times, and those are just the things that, you know, we all go through. You know, we have bumps in the road, we have situations that change hourly and daily, and, you know, the more I think that we can try to relate to each other and, you know, be open and vulnerable about what life really is, I think the more the better. And, you know, like you said, for anybody that is listening and, you know, might hear this interview on the radio or anything that, you know, videos done in the past, I think it's about just letting people know that, you know, they're not alone. It's all right to talk about these things and ask for help, and you know, there's a better way to go about it than just trying to suffer in silence.
Beautiful message, man, and very humanizing, and we appreciate the time very much, the openness and the conversation. You're an easy guy to root for, and the bolts are clicking on all cylinders right at the right time. You don't want to get hot early in the season and then cold at the end of the season. You want to be clicking right when you guys are clicking. I think Coop has you guys playing great hockey. We look forward to seeing you guys Saturday night, and then a robust postseason run to once again reach the Stanley Cup Finals, and you to get some regular playing time as well. Austin, thanks so much for the conversation, for the time, my man, and enjoy a couple of days off, will you?
Absolutely. I appreciate you guys having me, and look forward to the stretch run and having you and everybody else behind us.
Hell yeah. Go Bolts. Nice Go chatting Bolts. With you, man.
All right, guys. Thank you.
You too. You bet.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.